In New York State, only one law enforcement helicopter program is certified with the Federal Aviation Administration as a commercial air carrier. It's Chautauqua County's Starflight Medivac, and its FAA Part 135 certification earned last spring allows it to charge for services. That puts it on the path to being self-supporting, a path closely watched by Onondaga County Sheriff Kevin Walsh. Walsh harbors the same high hopes for his office, his medevac chopper, Air One.
It took them 19 months. We have been in the process now for about 10 months, and it isn't easy to do, but we were moving forward at a pretty good pace until the federal government cut funding for FAA, which changed priorities for them, and now we're trying to get back to the top of their priority pile, and it hasn't been easy.
But it also hasn't been easy for Onondaga County to foot the bill for the bird, which has a habit of taking off on free flights in response to calls from other counties. Legislature Chair John Reinhart.
I'm not against helicopters. I'm just against the taxpayers, you and I, folks in this county, paying the tremendous expense that it costs to operate that.
Calling the Bell 407 the Cadillac, Reinhart sponsored the budget resolution to delete all earmarked county funding for the helicopter.
I say that it's time, if the sheriff can find in his budget the money or find it through grants or go forward with what this legislature has asked him to do and get the private sector to pay for the helicopter, I have no problem with it. But I think we need to get back to a basic level of police service, a basic level of public safety service in Onondaga County, and lower taxes. I think that we should cut the funding for the helicopter, and that's my resolution right here. It's letter P. Is that what it is? Letter P.
Last year, Walsh saved much of the chopper's budget from the chopping block by pledging to earn the Part 135 certification, as well as to raise money through donations. But as Reinhart pointed out, that agreement came with an October 1st deadline. And as Republican Judy Tassone says, it also came with a resolution that the county not pay for outside flights.
I like Air One. I really do. But when you have to, when Air One goes out of the county 8 out of 10 times in Onondaga County residents are paying for that. That's wrong. That is very wrong. They should not be paying for that. Other than that, you know, I definitely believe in Air One, but I wish we could get other counties to contribute to pay for it.
So how did you vote on that?
I voted to, we're not going to fund it.
Resolution letter P passed by a vote of 12-7. Democrat Bill Kinney voted yes.
Well, he knew the date was October 1st, and he's known that for a year, I believe. And he didn't do his part of the deal, and I think some of the legislators, not this legislator, but some of the legislators think that even if he does get certain approvals, it still won't cover the cost.
Democrat Tom Buckle voted no. He says he's seen no proof that the county is paying too much and getting too little from Air One.
The public health and safety of people has been put at risk because of the knee-jerk reaction to the helicopter, the lack of a thoughtful cost-benefit analysis. I think it's harmed our ENT, our fire, our police, our rescue.
Walsh says the loss of funding will make it harder to follow through with his plan to keep Air One in the air.
The indication is that we're going to have to find a way to raise all $600,000 of that.
Is that going to be doable?
It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very difficult, but we're going to give it our best shot.
For WRVO News, I'm Joyce Gramza.